and this is one of my favorite events of the year, man. Absolutely love it. It's the Elyria Sunrise Rotary's Pizza Challenge. It's awesome. It's terrific. It takes place tomorrow at Nick Abraham Elyria 4. We welcome in our very next guest, a man who wears many, many hats. And in this particular instance, he's wearing the Elyria Sunrise Rotary hat. Tony Gallo joining us here in studio. Tony, thank you for the time, my friend. How are you?
I'm good. I'm glad to be here.
Well, boy, we wish we were going to be at the Pizza Challenge tomorrow. Again, one of our favorite events of the year. And, you know, it really is terrific. And I think for those who haven't been there, you got to check it out. It's $10, all the pizza you can eat.
Yeah.
You guys offer drinks as well. It really is terrific. For those who have never been, explain from your perspective why this event is so awesome.
So Elyria Sunrise Rotary, I think 18 years ago, wanted to do a family-friendly event for the community. And a couple of our other Rotary clubs in the district, most notably Sandusky, had done something similar for a long time. So a group of us ended up going to Sandusky, looked to see how they did things, and you know, we said we got to do that here in Elyria. And since then, I know I think Avon Lake does one as well, and it's just a great way. You basically show up with the kids in tow. I think kids are $5, adults are $10, and we have normally anywhere from 5 to 8 different pizza places that are giving you a sample of pizza. It's all you can eat. The only thing that we ask is that you vote for one of them. And there's going to be things like best pepperoni pizza, best crust, best sauce, best specialty. And then at the end of the day, we tally up all the votes, and eventually all these pizza places are going to get an award. So it's a nice event. Now, you guys being gone, it's kind of funny. We didn't realize that when we were planning this, we always are usually the last Tuesday in April. The way Easter fell this year, there's a lot of schools that are off. So we're assuming kids are still got to eat and kids are still going to be around as long as mom and dad didn't pick them up and take them to Disney World or anything along the lines of that. We usually get anywhere from 500 to 600 people there. So we're looking forward to still a good crowd. So you just never know, you know?
One of my favorite things about it is you mentioned community, and this kind of opens your eyes. I mean, pizza is one of those things, yeah, we all kind of get the gist of the ingredients, but everyone makes it a little different, and this really opens your eyes to everything you have here around Elyria and Lorain County.
Yeah, one of the things that we've always encouraged the pizza places to do is do the unusual pizzas. Get somebody to try, you know, the seafood pizza because we're all creatures of habit. Usually you call up whomever your favorite pizza place is and you get that pepperoni or you get that mushroom or whatever. You know, there's peanut butter and jelly pizza and there's buffalo, chicken pizza and there's, you know, whatever it is that's different, now's the time to taste it. You're not buying a whole pie. You're getting a slice and saying, oh, yeah, that's kind of good. I'll have to remember that one. So I do need to give a shout out for the pizza places that are participating next year. To my knowledge, we've never had 9, and we have 9 this year.
Wow.
So we have the Foundry, Coseria, Sambino's, Family Pizza Palace. That's the new one on Cleveland Street. They took over for I can't remember what the place was there on Cleveland Street. Angelina's, Master Pizza, Marco's, Steel Bar and Grill, and Lorenzo's is going to have the beautiful flame there again, too.
Nice.
Yeah, so it's going to be a good – and all of those pizza places, you know, do things a little bit differently. So I think you're going to be able to taste some really good pizza.
That's an all-star lineup. I mean, those are some really great pizza places locally, and I think that's part of the point I think you guys are trying to drive home as well. Yes, it's an opportunity to bring the family up, have pizza, have a great time. Matt mentioned, you know, the sense of community as well. One of the things that we've noticed the last 2 years we've been there is you immediately get hooked by the smell when you walk in there. It's terrific. But, you know, you have all different kinds of folks that come through the doors. You utilize the gigantic space there at Nick Abraham Elyria Ford.
Yeah.
And I think that's really the kind of the perfect space for an event like this.
And, you know, they're so good to us. I mean, the first couple of years we kind of bounced around a little bit. I think the very first year we had it at the American Legion Hall. It was small. It was, you know, it was quaint and everything. But obviously, you can kind of outgrow it. And you know, there was a little bit of talk of us moving it to Elyria High School this year, just because tables and chairs, getting things into Nick Abraham is not the easiest thing to do. But Nick, as soon as he found out that, you know, we were going to have an issue with tables and chairs, he said, whatever I need to do to make sure that those tables and chairs get here, they still wanted to host. So we're back there again. So that's community. And when I put my Chamber of Commerce hat on, you know, what better way to support a small business than a pizza place? I mean, you know, making sure that we realize the gold that we have in this community with different restaurants and different pizza places. You know, one of the biggest things that I constantly talk about is that everybody complains, oh, we need this, we need that. But when places do open, we need to support them. We need to make sure that they survive and that they actually are able to, you know, cover their costs, because then we're going to be sad when those places don't make it and they close. So, yeah, I think it's key for sure.
Yeah, I think there's no question about that. And you talked about how there are 9 participating this year.
Yeah.
And you mentioned, to the best of your knowledge, that's the most amount of pizza places.
I don't ever remember 9. And then Gary Gibbs, who's in our Rotary, is going to be doing the ice cream again through Scoops and More. So, again, you're going to get all the pizza, and then you can finish everything off with a nice scoop of ice cream from Scoops and More. So I think that's going to be good. And, you know, it's kind of funny. You guys have been there. You know, sometimes it's really, really hot, and it gets really, really warm in there. The ice cream would probably be a nice way to finish off a few dozen pieces of pizza, that's for sure.
Yeah, that sounds like a heck of a dinner. I mean, yeah. Anything I've ever made, the pizza and the ice cream.
Yeah, for sure. So,
and you mentioned supporting the local businesses too. It's a golden opportunity for a local business that maybe is looking for a way to get out there also, because I can tell you, Matt and I have firsthand experience. Oh. There are some places that we've tried at the Pizza Challenge.
This event opens eyes.
Yeah.
It does,
I
absolutely.
Never touch. Yeah.
And when you talk to people at Coseria, you know, I think he's been at every single one of them since we started. And he said he gets customers out of this. That's the whole reason they do it. And, you know, Rotary, we pay for those pizzas. So, you know, they're not donating it. So they're making money, or at least covering their costs. But they get, instead of maybe, what, like 50 families over the course of a night that they may get pizzas, this is opening up the world for maybe, you know, 250 families that maybe never heard of them before and, you know, would have never gone there before because they're used to going to the one that's in their neighborhood or is easy for delivery, whatever it is. So
sure. I think that's kind of the uniqueness as well. I mean, you kind of mentioned it already. I mean, you told them to bring some different pizzas, but Coseria, I know, has brought a pierogi pizza past.
Yep.
Foundry's had a chicken and waffles pizza, which I never thought I'd enjoy, but turned out being one of my favorites while I was there. So it opens your eyes to kind of those specialty pizzas you can only get in some of these Illyria.
Yeah, absolutely. Even Lorenzo's, they do that one with the honey on it. I mean, that's just like, you know, you take a slice of that and it's just like, wow, I would have never thought honey on a pizza would have been something that you would have looked forward to. But it's really, really good. So, yeah.
And something unique to this area.
Absolutely. So I think we're very lucky. And, you know, obviously it's good for our Rotary Club because we're at year 18, which is, you know, tremendous. We actually have a little bar set up in there for those that are 21 and over. You can buy a local or the fancy brews usually for $2.
Beers.
Yeah, craft beer. You can't beat that for sure. And you know, we're very lucky. We get a lot of support from the community, which is great. And then in turn, you know, any money that we make on this event, we give back to the community. We support the Illyria teens achieve success at Illyria High School. We have donated, you know, countless amounts of dollars and time to the Illyria Bushes there on Gateway, to the different schools. And, you know, we usually, if we have the ability to support somebody for an event that they've got going on, Illyria Sunrise Rotary and Rotary in general. We're very lucky in Lorain County. We've got 8 different Rotary clubs, which is awesome. So,
again, tomorrow it's the Illyria Sunrise Rotary's Pizza Challenge. It takes place at Nick Abraham, Illyria Ford. Doors open at 5:00 to the
5
public?
O'clock, yeah. And we do have we always do a pepperoni, best pepperoni there. There's a couple of guest judges for just the pepperoni. And this year, Lou's in Grafton was going to be participating this year. Most people realize that they burned down, but actually they're going to be on premise and they're going to be judging one of the pizzas for us. So it'll be nice to have them. And again, they hope to be open next year and they definitely want to participate next year. So it's a little bit of good karma and juju, I think, for us to have them there and for them to participate in some way this year.
Yeah, and that's a cool gesture to have them there.
You know, and I think anybody would be, you know, again, you know, with the Chamber of Commerce, you lose a business like that in downtown, historic downtown like Grafton, that's just like cutting out, you know, piece of your heart. So, you know, we want to see them get back on their feet and, you know, whatever it takes to get them up again and open again, that's key.
Yeah, that'll be another reason for you to get on down there tomorrow again. Tony Gallo joining us here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. And, you know, the Rotary does many different things. And you had alluded to some of the things that you guys do. And I think that's another big reason for folks to come to this tomorrow, because when you pay to get in, you're paying for more than just pizza. It supports a lot of the great things that you guys do. Most recently, you guys had a neighborhood Easter egg hunt as well. And I know you guys had a lot of fun with that.
Yeah, I wasn't there. But again, you know, we supported, actually, I think it was through Neighborhood Alliance, but our club actually helped support that for sure. So, you know, doing little things like that. We always do the balloon drop on for Apple Festival, and the kids just go crazy. You know, there's the one thing that we hear on a regular basis is there's not enough things for kids to do, you know, in Elyria or in you know, in any town anymore. So the more that we can do to make sure that these families have something for their kids to do on a regular basis, that's key. I think we all remember growing up, you know, and being able to do this or being able to do that. And, you know, it's difficult anymore. People are worried about, you know, too much. There's the world is different, I guess, in 2019 than it was when we were growing up. And, you know, whatever we can do to kind of make sure kids are having a good time. And again, the pizza challenge, it's a great time. You see these kids walking around and having fun. That's the key. And there'll be Rotary information there too. Any businesses that go that, you know, want to join Rotary, we'd be glad to have you support it. It's, you know, what we're a couple of weeks away from the primary. So I'm sure the politicians will be out in full force with their T-shirts on, you know, playing a vote for me kind of a situation too. So.
Hey, that's all part of the community.
It is. Right? It's what it is. That doesn't change. That's you know, they want to be in front of people. You got a room full of 500 people. That's a pretty good way to get your name out there. So,
without a doubt.
And how has this thing evolved? You mentioned 18 years. That's pretty impressive.
It
for
is
an
pretty
event
impressive.
Like this. I mean,
yeah.
18 years. You're talking almost two decades.
Yeah. And again, you know, we're a club of about 35 people. So it's not easy to do things like this. You know, it takes a lot of volunteer time and a lot of hours. But you know, we've done some, you know, smart things. We've got, you know, good volunteers. We've got people who have, you know, there's got usually somebody who's in charge of asking the different pizza places. That in itself, I mean, we're working 40 hours, 50 hours a week, you know, at our real jobs. And then you got to find time to actually go out there. Luckily, we've got, you know, good word of mouth and people who have heard of this before. You know, sometimes we get approached by new pizza places that open that say, hey, when that comes up, I want to participate next year, which is always a good thing, too. So whatever we can do, it's a lot easier. You know, 18 years ago, we didn't have social media the way we have now. So we're able to promote the heck out of it, you know, on Facebook and, you know, tweeting just to make sure people know when it is. And, you know, you get enough kids out there saying, hey, I'm going to the pizza challenge. They may not realize that it's Elyria Sunrise Rotary's pizza challenge. They just know it as the pizza challenge. They're going to be there. So, you know, you get a handful of those kids, you know, everybody's going to be there eating some pizza. So it's a good thing.
And you've evolved in many different ways. Not only have you made this a place to be, but you get a lot of local businesses involved, and not necessarily just pizza places. You mentioned that, you know, for those who are of age, there's a bar there as well. And you mentioned ice cream entering the fray this year as well. So it's become more than just about pizza.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that's key. And, you know, it builds camaraderie even for within our club. I mean, you know, obviously when you're giving back to the community, you get everybody involved. And you'd be surprised. Usually we have the Elyria teens achieve success. And I think some of them are going to be there, you know, either help setting up the tables, setting up the chairs. It's amazing when you work with these young kids. And I vaguely remember it when I was at, you know, I graduated from Admiral King in Lorain. And, you know, I remember Key Club and, you know, these groups and these organizations. You don't realize how lucky you are when these organizations are giving back to your community, because they make your life a lot easier. And they're, you know, they're the ones who provide, you know, shirts for this or, you know, new fencing for a little league field, whatever it is. And all these clubs do that, you know, between Lions Club, Kiwanis Club and Rotary, they give back a lot. So I think that's a really, really good thing.
Again, doors open 5 o'clock tomorrow. It's the Elyria Sunrise Rotary's 18th Pizza Challenge at Nick Abraham Elyria Ford. This event doesn't have pre-sale tickets, anything like that. You just walk
there
right
is pre-sale
in?
Tickets. Okay. All of our Rotary members have been selling them, and I think there's information on Facebook for that as well too. This year, there may be an upcharge at the door. I think we tried to get pre-sale tickets in the hands of people as much as possible, just so we have a better idea of how many people are coming. Usually that takes a little bit of time to get people used to that. But, like I said, every year we have between 500 and 600 people that go through. So it's a good thing. And, again, you brought it up. You know, thank you to Nick Abraham Ford and everybody that is there to allow us to be there. There'll be live music. We've got a DJ, Frank Whitfield. I think you guys wanted him originally to talk today. He usually spins some tunes for people while they're there. It's just a good time. It's a really fun event. So if you've never been there, now's the time to go. And I think the weather looks like it's supposed to be decent tomorrow.
Hopefully.
Yeah, hopefully.
Douglas
is
going to do his anti-rain dance.
Do what I can.
Yeah,
I know.
He'll make sure. Yeah, it's not that we're outside. It's just getting people in and out of there. It just makes it a lot easier if it's not raining, that's for sure.
But as you stated, if you've never been, this is a really fun event. And if you've got kids, bring them out there.
And don't eat lunch. Yeah. Come there hungry.
Yeah. You might not want to eat breakfast either. Yeah, you might want to eat breakfast either.
Yeah,
because
for sure.
You'll get full pretty fast. Tony, thanks again for coming in. This is a lot of fun. Matt and I are bummed we can't be there tomorrow. We certainly love doing the show from there, but I know it'll be a blast. It's the 18th Pizza Challenge put on by the Elyria Sunrise Rotary Club. Again, doors open 5 o'clock tomorrow, $10 for adults, $5 for kids. Make sure you check it out. Tony, thank you again.
Yeah, we'll see you guys at the 19th, I guess, next
Sounds
year, right?
Good.
Yeah.
Right. We'll put it on the calendar. We'll get ahead of the
exactly.
time.